Bonfield's short-term rental bylaw is set to pass later this month, and some residents have concerns the bylaw is too restrictive and could negatively impact their rental operations and discourage tourism to the area. One resident, Lori Langlois, recently presented to council to voice her concerns with the bylaw, which would regulate short-term rental operations, those rentals commonly listed on sites like Airbnb and VRBO. Langlois told council that once she heard of the bylaw, we had no choice but to become active and try to have a voice within the community on the subject. While attending the town hall meeting on March 7, she learned some information about the Good Neighbor group, which she found troubling. That group, formerly known as the Good Neighbors of Bonfield Association, stopped by council chambers in April 2022, suggesting council do more to regulate short-term rentals within all residential neighborhoods. C. Good Neighbors of Bonfield urge council to stop short-term rentals. Paul Preston spoke on behalf of the group, urging the council to prevent another nightmare summer with a bylaw to curb or prohibit short-term rentals. Since then, it seems the group has dissolved. Beta Day asked Bonfield's chief administrative officer, Nikki Kunkel, if she had recently heard from the group. She hadn't. She said she didn't know of the group until Langlois mentioned it in her presentation. Troubling to Langlois was that Councillor Donna Clark also presented as part of that group. Clark was not a councillor at that time. The election was in October 2022, but Langlois worried that being one of the extremist members of the Good Neighbor group puts in question her ability to look at the topic with neutrality. We still have hope that those elected to council will remain neutral, hear our concerns, and move forward in an unbiased manner, Langlois said. She also raised the council's code of conduct, which assured council members will uphold a high standard of ethical behavior to ensure that their decision-making is impartial, transparent, and free from undue influence. See, letter to the editor. Complaints about short-term Bonfield renters are unfounded. Beta Day reached out to Clark for comment. She emphasized she was not a councillor at the time she made comments on the proposed bylaw in 2022, and to her knowledge, I don't believe the Good Neighbors group is active, and I am not involved. She also assured that she is not an extremist on the issue. Like many others, I have an opinion, however, I have an open mind and continue to listen to all questions to work towards what's best for our community. Langlois also raised concerns about the results from a survey the town sent out to gather input into the issue. And what about complaints, she asked, how many actual complaints were filed with the township related to short-term rentals? Essentially, she questioned where the motivation came from to create this bylaw, and on what grounds council felt it necessary to do so. How can we trust in this process, she asked, before requesting fairness and decisions based on factual information? See, Bonfield will consider short-term rental bylaw an official plan. After Langlois' presentation, Councillor Jason Corbett said that the draft bylaw does not shut down short-term rentals. It encourages short-term rentals, as long as it meets the requirements. For instance, a license will be required to operate, as will $5 million in insurance. I don't necessarily understand why there's a perception that we are trying to shut down short-term rentals, when in fact, we are encouraging short-term rentals, Corbett added. We're just looking to do it in a responsible way. Council approved the most recent draft of the bylaw. However, it is not set in stone yet, and that's why we're having these conversations, Councillor Clark said. This meeting today will open up the opportunity for more conversation on the topic. Indeed, the proposed bylaw is not law yet, but the end is coming soon. On June 25, Council will hear delegations on the topic at its regular meeting. Same for the bylaw on trailers. The municipality has provided a timeline on its website regarding both bylaws, including links to YouTube meetings. The draft short-term rental bylaw can also be found on that page or follow this link. If residents have thoughts to share, now is the time to share them. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.